far and near.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of L.A. Marzulli. And L.A. is certainly an ordained minister who certainly was an assistant minister at a large church in Southern California. But before he began talking about prophecy, about what was going on politically, politics, prophecy, and the supernatural, I think was one of his books, first one we read. And of course, there's some ministers that just don't want to talk anything about the supernatural. And yet, of course, if you read the Bible, all sorts of supernatural things happen. In fact, God is supernatural. The whole idea of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is supernatural. Certainly being able to command a storm to stop or to raise someone from the dead or to appear in a locked room. All of these things are supernatural events. And although certainly they occurred a long time ago, God has not changed at all. I think we're seeing today the fulfillment of prophecy. We see the return of the children of Israel to the homeland after 2,000 years, just like prophesied. And they say, oh, well, this was done by a lot of wacko people. Not very nice. The labor Zionists were behind this, and they conspired to put the children of Israel back in the Holy Land, and that may very well be true. But of course, certainly it would never happen before. I don't believe it could have happened if God wasn't involved. In fact, I believe God is involved in everything taking place today. In these senseless wars, the First World War, no reason for America to be involved in it. The Second World War, where of course American banks and corporations built the weapons for the Nazis and financed the Nazis all during the war, but you're never going to read about that. And of course, the coming war that is going to be taking place. But we want to get L.A.'s view of what's going on because he always has provocative ideas. He's put together a series of DVDs. We carry them. Watchers, video 1, 2, 3, and now 4 and 5 are out. We carry those as well as all of his books. L.A., thank you so very much for being with us tonight.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, Dr. Stan, and thanks for having me on again.
Well, bring us up to date on what's going on. And, of course, Merry Christmas to you, too, because, of course, the only thing that makes everything going on today possible, knowing what I do after 50 years of study, is a realization we're seeing the fulfillment of God's plan. And, of course, we, you and I, have been blessed to be able to play some little small part in educating people about what's really going on. You pick up the story.
Well, we just released Washers 5 a couple of weeks ago. And we interviewed a whole bevy of people. Some fascinating individuals come in on this installment, Watchers 5. The title of it is called Let Me In. And, of course, we'll get to that a little bit later on. But Dr. Roger Lear has been a staple in all the Watchers films. From Watchers 1, 2, 5, we've done a segment with Dr. Roger Lear because what he's involved in is just so incredible. And the story is evolving. It's ongoing. It's something that we find absolutely fascinating. So we realize that some people, let's say, have not seen all the DVDs, all the Watchers DVDs. So we sort of did a backstory on Watchers 5, explaining to the folks who Dr. Lear is, what he's involved in. And what is amazing about Watchers 5 is we actually went to a laboratory called Seal Lab, and we had a implant. When I say implant, we had a piece of metallic object, literally taken from a human being who claim to have been abducted by so-called aliens, entities. Of course, Dr. Stan, you and I believe is they're not aliens from the Pleiades or Zeta Reticuli. We believe that these so-called aliens or entities are actually fallen angels masquerading as such, just like prophecy hints at.
Hold that thought, and of course, ladies and gentlemen, everything is done to confuse us. They want you to think these are from outer space. They're not. They're from here.
A chain of evidence from...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Foes, and no question that already hundreds of thousands of people, I've known several people, have seen UFOs, and one of them being my wife, and she's certainly a very, very practical individual. Another doctor was very, very close to me. But basically, of course, many of these people have a story. Not only were they abducted and things done to them sexually, but many of them ended up with an implant. And certainly, the 5 DVDs which we carry, the Watchers 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, all certainly feature Dr. Lehr. And Dr. Lehr is a podiatric surgeon who's actually removed some of these implants. And of course, in Watchers 5, why, of course, they actually cut one of them in half, and then they take it to a laboratory and they magnify this thing so that basically you can begin to see what this is. And it's a strange metal. It's not a regular metal. It's not what we would ordinarily anticipate. And they've had these things evaluated by scientists, and they're made of structures. What is actually the metal that is in these implants? Do we have any idea, LA?
Yeah, well, there's a feature that's tied into the scanning electron microscope. It's called an EDX, and basically, I forget what those letters stand for. It's a long name, but it basically, what it does is when you when you're down, let's say 30,000, 40,000 times looking at an object with the microscope, getting an electron microscope, SEM, you can highlight a certain area that you're looking at. And the EDX feature, which is tied to the computer and the microscope itself, will then tell you what that area is made of. In other words, it will tell you the minerals that comprise, or the elements, I should say, that comprise the element, or, you know, whatever section that you're highlighting. What was fascinating about this is that most of it was a ratio of iron, very high spike of iron, but there were other elements in there. Nothing abnormal, nothing bizarre, but it, you know, that's only one section of one implant. We believe that the closest we've been able to find, let's say, a metal on Earth that would best describe the metal that's found in the implant, it's close to meteorite metal. In other words, when meteorites come into the planet and they crash and people find these rocks, cut them open, and see what they're comprised of, the closest thing that Stephen Colbert, the lead scientist for Dr. Lear, has been able to discover is or link it back to, I should say, is these meteorite metals. So we don't have all the information. Dr. Lear is still exploring this. Steve Colbert's exploring this. We're exploring this. Obviously, we're going to use them in Watcher 6. We actually have an artifact which we'll be taking to a lab and exploring that artifact and to try to get to the bottom of some of this. But what we find, the bottom line is this. The phenomena is real. And by taking this implant with the chain of evidence, we at least show the viewer that this is not a bunch of horse pucky. It's not a lot of hooey. Something is going on. These people they're claiming to be abducted. We've got physical evidence. So it's real. It's not an illusion. It's not delusion. It's a real phenomena. And these implants dock to the host in some fashion. The nerve endings seem to intertwine around this thing. I believe that it's changing the host's DNA, which is absolutely phenomenal if it is. I also believe that these chips are prototypes of something that they've been working on, that maybe when this thing is finally revealed, and I, of course, in my book, Cosmic Chess Match, I tie it back to the Mark of the Beast. And at your conference up there, Dr. Stan, I presented that, the idea that this Mark of the Beast may be something so far much more complex than what we've led to believe.
And let me just point out that we will hopefully have LA's completed talk probably in about 2 weeks. The one we do have right now is the talk that was given by Ambassador Henry Cooper, where, of course, he opens with his talking about the threat of an EMP attack, pointing out that it is believed by, and of course this is not his belief, this has been carefully analyzed by congressional committees and others back in Washington, D.C., which is why everybody's so upset about it, because Congress had appropriated vast sums of money to try to prevent the serious consequences of the EMP attack. But of course this was blocked in the Senate by one person, and then never discussed. But these people, this Henry Cooper, actually opens the talk by mentioning that if there is an EMP attack on America, why they believe that up to 90% of the population could be dead within 6 months to a year. Now, of course, that's a frightening thing, but we have the DVD. It's available now for distribution if you'd like to get a copy. But we'll have Lynn's, hopefully, within a couple of weeks. At least I've been promised that we'll have it. And it was a wonderful, wonderful talk. I wish everybody could have seen it and could have seen the PowerPoint presentation. There is something supernatural going on, ladies and gentlemen. There really are spiritual forces at work in the world today. And certainly the kidnappings, certainly there's certainly a professor back at Harvard University. I think his name is Marx. And you correct me, Lynn, but my understanding is that he has actually cataloged some 5,000 certainly reported people who claim that they've been abducted. Is that right?
Are you thinking of John Mack?
Right. Okay. Yes. What is that story?
Well, basically, and this goes back decades now, when he was in the early stages of doing abductee research, and just like Dr. Jacobs and others who plumbed the depths of this, there's that moment when a person realizes that wait a minute, I've just spoken to about a dozen people who claim to have been abducted. There's no collusion between these patients. They come from different walks of life. They're not drug addicts. They're not on anything. They want anonymity. And all of a sudden, it's sort of like you cross that Rubicon. Dr. Mack and Dr. Jacobs and others get to the point where, oh my gosh, the phenomena is real. Something is going on. These people are not making this up. And of course, when that happens, you're not in Kansas anymore, to put it bluntly. It's just, how do you deal with that? Because this thing is so well guarded, and yet you've got a dozen or two dozen or three dozen patients all saying the same thing. And then when the implants come into it, it goes off the charts, because now all of a sudden we've got hardcore physical evidence that substantiates and validates what these people have been saying. There is a breeding program going on. Dr. Jacobs writes about this in all his book. John Mack talks about it in his book. There's a breeding program going on. Wherever these beings are from, of course, we believe that they're fallen angels, they take great care of this. It is cloaked. It is more secretive than our atom bomb. And it's so bizarre that no one believes it anyway. I mean, really, when you talk to somebody about this who has no background, they just look at you and roll their eyes and say, well, that's, you know, what are you smoking type of thing? And I understand that. But most of these people, the scoffers, have never done a modicum of research into the complexity of the phenomenon. And it is very, very complex. There's a breeding program going on. There's an implant program going on. There's an end game here. No one is exactly sure what the end game is. Dr. Jacobs has his theories. Mac has his. I have mine. All research. Dr. Lear has his theories. Some believe that Dr. Jacobs, for instance, believe that whatever these beings are, a very nefarious end. Dr. Lear is not so sure yet. He's not sure what he's looking at. So different researchers have different takes on it. My personal take on it, these are fallen angels masquerading as E.T. This is part of what I call the coming great deception. This is the major game changer, and I believe it ties into what Christians know as the mark of the beast. And the mark of the beast has four criteria. I talked about this when I was at your conference. But the first one most of us know, buy, sell, or trade. We can't buy, sell, or trade without that mark. That's an easy one. But the second criteria is anyone who takes the mark, these grievous sores appear in the body. Isn't that kind of strange? And what happens with that? The third criteria is one that's sort of, wow, why would a holy, loving God allow this to happen in the first place? And then when you take the mark, you wind up in the lake of fire. There's no grace or mercy. In other words, anyone who takes this mark of the beast is immediately judged. There's no grace and mercy. There's no second chances. So what's going on with this thing? The fourth one is sort of cloaked and hidden in the book of Revelation. That tells us in those days, what days? The days of the mark. Many women will seek death but not find it. Now, is that literal, or is that just allegory, or is it literal? In my opinion, it's literal. And so Jesus tells us it'll be like the days of Noah. One of the criteria of the days of Noah was the longevity of the lifespan was much longer than what it is now. 700, 800, 900 years in length. What if these entities come bearing gifts? Free oil, free energy, not free oil, but free energy, that whatever the propulsion system that pilots the craft, that's what they'll give us. But the second gift could be this. And that could be you take this chip, it's a DNA upgrade, because after all, E.T. now is our progenitors. E.T. created us, and now they've got a DNA upgrade which will give us a lengthened lifespan to at least 500 years or longer, disease-free. It's error. So if you get sick, the chip will correct whatever's happening. You won't get cancer. All these things will be eradicated. I think people will line up for it.
And I think that basically we have to understand that they're saying, look, we need this. We need to have the people chipped so that we can tell who's the terrorist. And, of course, we can do all sorts of wonderful things with these chips, and we can help to protect you. I mean, certainly, what's wrong with going to the government and having the government protect you? And if we have something that will even improve your health, But ladies and gentlemen, there's something demonic behind this whole thing. And what you really understand, if you talk to these people who've been abducted, they all have similar stories about sexual molestation. These people don't talk to one another. They don't know what they're supposed to say. But they all have a very similar story. Something serious is going on. Our guest is L.A. Marzulli. We'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, I guess it's L.A. Marzulli, and he has certainly a number of books, The Alien Interviews, and then, of course, we have his Policy Prophecy and The Supernatural. And what are some of the other books you have?
Well, it's the Nephilim Trilogy. Right now, that's out of print, but we're going to reprint it. The Cosmic Chess Match, The Alien Interviews, and Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. Those three books are available. I know you carry them, Dr. Stan, and people wanting to know more about this, especially some of the, like this little book, but the alien interviews, there are five PhDs which come in on the record on this. And all this information is a sit-down written format. In other words, here are the questions. Whatever that person writes, whatever Dr. Lear wrote, is in the book. There's no editing at all except for punctuation and spelling. There's no editing on my part. Whatever the person, whether it's Dr. Roger Lear or anyone else basically in that book, whatever they wrote, however they responded to the question, that's what made it in the book. And it's fascinating.
And that was talked to Dr. Jacobs was there. Does he appear in that book?
Yes, he does.
And of course, for our listeners, Dr. Jacobs is a secular Jew. He's a scientist. He's trying to understand what is going on. And of course, and like most people, he somehow got involved in the middle of this thing, began studying these stories of alien abductions. And suddenly he realizes, not coming from a Christian point of view at all, that this is not imaginary. It's real, and not only that, but of course it's certainly relegated to this old, this lunatic fringe, and yet of course he realizes this is not lunacy, this is the reality of what's going on, and of course he's frightened to death, because of course nobody wants to believe this sort of thing. And the average individual doesn't want to believe this. We just live in the most wonderful society, and if it just go on exactly as it is, and our football, and our sports, and our picnics, and our parties, and the prosperity we have, and certainly a society where suddenly you get to be a certain age, and you automatically get pensions, maybe you get a couple of pensions and Social Security, and you can live very, very well. Wonderful, wonderful society. The only trouble is that today our federal government's having to borrow, the latest figures, 46 cents out of every dollar the government, for 46 cents out of every dollar the government spends has to be borrowed. This is unreal, but nobody wants to talk about this sort of thing. There is a supernatural element behind everything. They're holding it together temporarily, but how much longer they can hold it together, well, we're just going to have to wait and see. L.A., you go right ahead.
Well, you know, getting back to John Mack, again, this goes back into the abduction phenomenon. And when Mack, like anyone, when all of a sudden he realizes that the phenomena is real, that's mind-blowing. Because there's something it's called cognitive dissonance. In other words, when a person hears something, they have no paradigm within them, no facts, no way to relate what they're hearing, and it's called cognitive. They can't process the information. They have no way to process the information, and that is called cognitive dissonance. And basically, most people, when you talk about this, there's no way to process this. There's no way to process this. Dr. John Mack, for instance, had no way to process this. But he came to the realization that, wait a minute, people, in fact, were being abducted. And over the years and over the cases, through all the cases that he dealt with, he came to the realization that the phenomenon is real. Now, getting back to the Watchers 5 segment with David Weberly and these black-eyed kids, so you're at your door, you hear a knock, you go to the door, and these kids have their heads down. You can't see their faces. And one of them says, "Hey, mister, let us in. This won't take long," which is kind of bizarre. Or another case is it food time yet? Let us in. This won't take long. And so, well, where are you kids from? You know, what's going on here? You know, you kind of look around, and, well, you don't see any car. Well, come on, kids, where are you from? And then at that point, they pick up their heads, and you see their faces for the first time. And you're immediately taken aback because the child's eyes are not normal. There's no white. Their eyes are solid black. Solid black. And the person, witness after witness after witness, and we interviewed a witness in the film, Leah Campus, who actually had an encounter with these things. Everyone who sees one of these things is absolutely overcome with fear. Now, the reason why we talk about this is there a link between these black-eyed kids? Are they hybrids that are popping here in and out? Are they sort of like, or whoever these entities are they testing the waters? And in my opinion, that's exactly what's going on.
Well, for a lot of people, they say this sort of thing really couldn't happen in America. I really wish it couldn't. But there are all sorts of manifestations of it, not only the UFOs and the alien abductions, the crop circles, the spontaneous combustion where people are just sitting there and all of a sudden they burst into flame. And, of course, this would be, there are so many of these supernatural manifestations today. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for L.A., give us a call.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan in L.A. Mysore. He's simply telling us, talking about the black-eyed children. And basically, there have been a number of reports on this. In fact, Jesse Ventura did one of his programs on conspiracy theory. And basically, he shows some pictures. I'm sure that they're staged pictures, but she's showing what these black-eyed children really look like. And this one woman, and certainly who is out jogging, and certainly that wasn't coming from a Christian point of view, but she saw this child, and then she, of course, sent a text to one of her friends, and that's how L.A. found out about this encounter, and he interviewed her, and he asked her what she thought it was, and she said something about, was it the son of Satan, something like that?
The spawn of Satan.
And ladies and gentlemen, these things are not imaginary. There's reports certainly all across America now. Basically, they're going to be relegated to the loony bit. But, of course, is the Bible loony? Certainly, that's one reason it's been outlawed in schools. Why? Because it talks about the supernatural. And the last thing we want is people to understand the true nature of the battle in which we're engaged today, a battle which is going to plunge us into oblivion as a nation. America is not mentioned in the Bible. Do you think God didn't know America was going to be here, you know, at this time in history? Well, certainly the other side did, because if you read the things written by the Satanists, and I specifically, one book we carry called The Secret Destiny of America by Manly P. Hall, who was a Satanist, and he talked about how they'd known for 3,000 years about this North American continent, and that suddenly this country was going to lead the world into this one world government. That was what America was put here for, was to bring about this one world government. Well, of course, most of our founders were Christians, but there was a small component then, as there's a small component now, dedicated to bringing about a one world government, destroying Christianity, establishing a one world religion, and then, of course, eventually installing the one world ruler. Go right ahead, Ellen. Incidentally, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question for L.A., L.A., how can people get to your website? Now, we do carry all of your products, but I know you have a lot of great information on your website. How can people get hold of you?
LAMarzulli.net, LAMarzulli.net, LAMarzulli.net. There's a link to the blog. I blog 6 days a week on a variety of subjects. Right now, I've been focusing a lot on the Middle East because of what is going on over there, specifically the rise of the Muslim Brotherhood in Syria. We actually cover some of that. We do a Middle East update in Watchers 5 with Dan Gordon and others who come in, and Jonathan Daniels, who's the senior advisor to Danny Dannon, who's the speaker of the Knesset in Israel. So we bring Gary Stearman is another example. We bring Gary Stearman, who's been following prophecy for 40, 50 years, a student of prophecy, and we bring him in. He weighs in on the what is happening in the Middle East. And look, folks, this thing is manipulated beyond belief. Dr. Stan and I have talked about this off the record and on the record, but where do the rebels in Syria get those AK-47s from? Where do they get rocket-propelled grenades? Where do they get 50-caliber machine guns mounted on Toyota pickup trucks? They're being well-funded. This is an orchestrated takeover. And CIA, MI6, I don't know, but they're being funded by someone who's manipulating what is known as the Arab Spring. And you will notice that when Jordan goes, Israel at that point will be surrounded by the Muslim Brotherhood. This is an orchestrated attempt at World War III. Isn't it funny how Manly P. Hall talks about that? And here we are.
And basically, of course, you have to understand that this is all, in my estimation, funded by your tax money, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, they're using America as the vehicle for bringing about this one world atheistic God-hating government. That's why they took God and prayer out of our schools. That's why our military wrote constitutions for Afghanistan and Iraq, so the countries would be under Sharia law. Why? Because it would drive out the Christians, and that's exactly what it's done. Yeah. And that is why we replaced the secular government of Egypt with one under Morsi, which will be, of course, under Sharia law. Who is Morsi? Where did he come from? Nobody ever tells you. He went to school in a place called University of Southern California. University of Southern California, and of course he was funded by our CIA and our intelligence agencies, the dark side of our government. And basically, of course, we're behind all of these. We are creating the best enemy money could buy. The Muslim Brotherhood has been funded going back to 1928 by British intelligence, and after the Second World War by American intelligence, covered in a book called The Devil's Game. We have it, The Devil's Game. This is the devil's game, ladies and gentlemen. It is the devil's game. Once again, L.A., how can people get to your website and get your information?
Well, thanks, Dr. Stan. It's lamarzulli.net, www.lamarzulli.net.
All right, fine. If you're out there in the audience, you have a question for L.A., he's on the front lines of this. He's done some great, great work, and I can hardly wait to see the DVD, which I've been promised here. But this is the talk he gave at the conference. It was a great talk. It was well received. But, of course, he has an excellent, a lot of excellent film footage, excellent PowerPoint presentation, but just a very, very believable. And I happen to believe that he, what he is saying is absolutely true. Otherwise, I wouldn't have him on my program. I certainly wouldn't have invited him to be a featured speaker at our annual conference. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And the fact that most people don't understand this is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people are allowed to think and believe. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And L.A., what sort of response do you get when you go out and you give these talks, not necessarily to an audience such as mine, because most of the people who would come to our conference certainly know what's really going on. But just to the average individual, you appear on other people's radio programs. Is there a lot of skepticism out there?
Well, for the most part, I would say yes. But what's encouraging to me, Dr. Stan, is there seems to be more and more people as time goes on that are waking up. My inbox is flooded right now with 2,574 unopened emails. I can't get to all of them. And when I do answer them, I get usually two or three responses, and it's just very difficult to keep up with it. And I have no staff. It's just myself and my wife. But what's interesting and what's encouraging is we keep getting emails almost on a daily basis from people that have read the material, watched the DVD, heard me on a radio show, your radio show, wherever. And people go, it's always the same thing. Dear L.A., I read your material, listened to you, and I'm starting to understand what is going on. And that's the whole, when I get those, it makes what we do here worth it, because everything that we do is to try to wake up the body of Christ, wake up the person who's a Christian, but also the person is not a Christian, because if we can get them to look at this stuff, and then they can realize that there is a supernatural. Well, if there's a supernatural, are there laws that govern the supernatural? Is there a God that actually created all this? And so everything points back to Jesus, always points back to Jesus, who created everything anyway. I mean, we talk about that in all my books, not so much in the Watchers DVD. All my books are very, very Christ-centered. Watchers DVDs are a little different, because what we're trying to do is you can sit down with your secular friends and watch them. So it's not Christianese. We're not trying to convert anybody. We're just trying to wake up people with the Watchers DVDs. So the short answer to that is, Dr. Stan, yes. Every place I go, the people are very eager to hear what is being said by myself and other speakers that I share the platform with. People are waking up, and they realize that the churches that they go to, for the most part, won't talk about these things. And they realize that they're tired of playing church. They're tired of just living in these, you know, sort of a, like you talked about, you know, endless sports and American Idol and, you know, a six-pack and all this other nonsense and always a ball game to look at. They know something is wrong. They can feel it. They can sense it. They can logically deduce that, gee, we're in a period of time that history's never seen, the earthquakes, the volcanic activity, the threat of floods or droughts. I mean, the bizarre weather patterns that we're seeing everywhere, the wars and rumors of wars, the famines, pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places, everything that Jesus warns about would be the birth pangs that would precede his coming are happening in real time. And unfortunately, most people won't look at the cognitive dissonance. They don't want to look at this stuff. They don't want to believe that it's really happening. But unfortunately, well, actually, fortunately it is, because where it leads to is the coming of the king, the return of the king. He is coming back. It's not a myth. It's not just a nice little story that we read about. It's a cosmic war which has been raging in an unseen dimension for millennia, and it's now spilling out into ours. Certainly, where are these black-eyed kids come from? How do they pop in and out of our dimension? You know, why are, when people see them, are they overwhelmed with fear? You know, what's going on? Why is it that when they see these kids, they have trouble thinking? Because that's what happens. They start to shut down. I mean, why do they feel terror and just blatant evil from these kids? What's going on here? And that's the type of stuff we like to talk about in Watchers, to alert people. Because, look, we're told in the Bible specifically, it's a prophecy, that Satan in the latter days, Satan will come with all signs and lying wonders. I believe we're starting to see these. I believe that they're manifesting on the earth right now, and it's time to wake up. And, you know, look, there's a lot of good stuff that's going on. There's a lot of salvation. There's a lot of miracles that are happening, not so much here, but in other places. God is still on the throne. He still speaks to us. I get all that. But what our job is to go into the enemy's camp and alert the body of Christ and other people to what his plans are, as best as we can tell, and where this thing is headed. And that's what we try to do in the Watcher series.
And basically, of course, you know, when people don't know there's a problem and you suddenly introduce them to it, their first response is to reject it. It just couldn't be true. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, as they begin to realize it is true, they begin to look for an explanation. And, of course, Christianity gives you the explanation. Yeah. And you begin to understand the spiritual battle. We are privileged, even though we probably are going to lose everything we have materially, we are privileged to live at this time. I think this is the most exciting period in the history of the world. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we have Dave calling from Central New York. Hi, Dave. How are we doing? Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do, Dr. Stan. My question would be this. In the United States, are there any capitals that L.A. would recognize any states or areas that are most prevalent for these kind of demonic activities? Or what about other countries to hear about things like that?
No, do you have any thoughts on that? Are there any areas in America or throughout the world where you see this demonic activity? I can tell you at least something just from my experience, Dave, because I lived in Africa. And in Africa, of course, everything's different. I lived in South Africa. We had a black maid. All the black maids over there put their beds up on four-poster beds up on paint cans because they know there's a little demon named Togolosh who is trying to jump into bed with them and molest them sexually. So all the black maids over there, of course, everybody goes to the witch doctor before they go to the white doctor. And there is tremendous spiritual activity over there. There's a quasi-Christianity in the black population, hopefully a growing Christianity, certainly is working there in a black hospital. And it was so interesting that there were black nurses, there were Christians, and they knew I was a Christian. And so there was a bond between us. You know, there were many that were not Christians, who were deeply involved in the occult. But in other countries, especially in Africa, tremendous occult. L.A., how would you answer David's question?
Well, I think, and I agree exactly what you're saying. You can go around the globe, and you can see the places where Christianity has a real root. The people enjoy the greatest freedoms. The women are treated with respect. Now, I'm painting with a broad brush here. France at one time was a Christian country. It no longer is. And, you know, same thing with Greece. Look at most of Europe. You can't call those countries Christian countries anymore. They've slid into secular relativism. When you look at, let's say, a country like India, which has practiced reincarnation literally for thousands of years, and the caste system, even though it's been abolished, the caste system is still alive and well. The burning of women was a common practice until the British outlawed it at the beginning of the 20th century. This is what, you want to talk about a dark place? I'm not talking about the color of the skin. There are so many gods that are worshipped in India. It's just mind-blowing, absolutely mind-blowing. Look at the voodoo, tying in with what Dr. Stan was saying. Look at the voodoo that's practiced in Haiti. Again, extremely poor country. I think, and I do believe, that there's a link between abject poverty, disease, famine, and just everything that goes with the occult. The people are in bondage. And you come here, remember, this country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. It was founded. There was a time 60 years ago, if you had said any of the things that we're saying now, people would have looked at you and were like, what are you, crazy? Are you out of your mind? And yet we're here. The very idea of partial birth abortion, the fact that Michelle Obama, and I read this, I vetted this article. She wrote a letter out talking about, you know, oh, we got to elect Barack because I forget which state it was. They're talking about our overturning partial birth abortion. I mean, this is where we are. And so I think America is about to come under judgment. We're changing the laws that God set in motion. For instance, the gay agenda, the idea that somehow marriage can be between you know, a man and a man instead of a man and a woman, or a woman and a woman instead of a man and a woman. Well, the moment we change that, as Bill O'Reilly points out, it's a slippery slope. What if I want to marry the McGuire sisters? What if I want to marry my pet dog? Then you're discriminating against me. Marriage is between a man and a woman. That's what it is. And it's a God-ordained idea. But if there is no God, and all this is just a bunch of gooey, there is no supernatural, and then what is our Constitution founded on? That all men are created equal and given certain inalienable rights by their creator. Well, hello? That's the essence of the freedoms that we enjoy in this country, because we can point back to that. And the founding fathers were pointing back to the work of John Locke and other Protestant reformers from Catholicism. They pointed to the God of the Bible. And we have moved, as a country, we have moved away from it. The country is more divided now than I've ever seen it, and it's not getting any better. You've got people that don't want any. Look, the Democrats in this summer, what did they say? No God. They booed. They said, no, we don't want God part of the platform. I'm not making this up. That's where we are. So, look, I think there's countries, to answer your question, that are under demonic rule. I think for the most part, we have not been under that, but things are changing.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, really, it wasn't until about 1970 I even had a glimpse of this. It wasn't until 1980 I began to understand the spiritual battle. I'd been involved 20 years.
Wow.
But America had changed. It had changed dramatically. But we still have the finest people, certainly the finest ideals. We have the most wonderful people in America. We just need to turn them back to our Lord, to Christianity, and to compassion for our fellow humans. Compassion under our Lord Jesus Christ.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
We Well, this is Dr. Stan. Hope you enjoyed the interview with L.A. Marzulli. We do have the Watchers. There are five Watchers, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We have his book, Policy, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, Alien Interviews. It's not interviews with aliens. It's interviews with people, many of them secular people, who've come across this entity of aliens in our society. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and you can get Lynn's material. It is excellent and very well done. And then, of course, we want to remind you my ministry is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or to certainly donate to us, maybe you have something you'd like to advertise with us, call us at 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, I want to mention that it's time to reprint our book. We probably have close to 100,000 copies of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, out across America. But it's time to reprint it, and so what we're going to do is make the offer we have before. And that is, of course, if you'd like a case of the books. And the book retails at $12.95, but you can get a case of the books for $150. That's actually 64 copies at less than $3 a book. And so you're going to have to pay the shipping, $150 per shipping. But you get a case of Brotherhood of Darkness. And this is the best introduction I know to explain to people what is going on politically, but what is going on spiritually and the spiritual forces behind that. I will tell you now, I've talked to a number of key people in America who've read the book, and several of them have said, you know, I never could understand what was going on in America till I read your book. And it just changed my life. Well, I hope we want to get the book out. And so if you'd like to get a case of our books for $150 plus shipping, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. The book will cost you less than $3 a copy. And you can give them away. You can distribute them. Do whatever you want to. But we want to get the book reprinted. We will not bill you until we're ready to actually do the printing of it. So call us at 1-800-544-8927. Now, I want to mention a couple of DVDs I think are important. One is the DVD on the threat of an EMP attack. We're not talking about something imaginary. We're talking about something real. I will tell you that intelligence agents that I know, at least two of them have told me they've been told by their contacts in intelligence, get out of the country because something big is coming down. And certainly I've talked to another woman. She has a website with over 50 million hits. I won't give her a name, but I've known her for many years. And of course, she has contacts at the highest levels. They've told her to get out of the country. I will tell you, I know people in Washington, D.C. who know what's coming down, and they're all getting themselves a little hideaway other parts of the country, because they know when certainly this comes down, why Washington, D.C. and that area is not going to be safe. You need to start making your preparations. But one of the best things you can do to help us reach people while there's still time is to get a case of Brotherhood of Darkness. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. As I say, you can sell them. They go for $12.95 each. Or you can give them away, do what you want to. But we want to get this story out across America while there's still time. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get my talk. It's on DVD. It's called the Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. It gives you an overview of the master plan for the 21st century. Agenda 21, Master Plan 21st Century. It's on a DVD, and you can get that with a syllabus, and the syllabus includes much of what the other side has said. We'll give you the documentation for what's going on, not what I say, but what they say. And then, of course, we have now Ambassador Henry Cooper's excellent DVD, The Threat of an EMP Attack, ladies and gentlemen. It's a very real threat. You're not reading about it because the media is controlled. But as Henry Cooper says in the opening of his talk, certainly within 6 months to a year, 90% of the American population could be dead. Within 6 months to a year, 90% of the American population could be dead. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. We do hope you want to get to Sidney Henry Cooper's, Ambassador Henry Cooper's DVD, his talk. But we hope you'll get my book, A Case of the...
grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, and that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, hopefully for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish. And Barry is an investigative reporter who was actually, I believe he was Canadian. He went over to Israel over 30 years ago, and he, of course, is an investigative reporter. He reported on the corruption that controls the nation of Israel today, on the murder of Rabin, which, of course, was a coup d'etat, and certainly of the destruction of Mr. Not Perez, but certainly another one of their prime ministers, who is actually in a coma today after having had breakfast with Mr. Perez. And Mr. Perez simply is the current president of Israel and seems to be one of the primary forces behind so many of the things that are going on in Israel today. And because Barry was bringing out the corruption of the coup d'etat, all the things going on in Israel, why, of course, he had threats against his life. They tried to kill him. And as a result, he had to come to the United States. And, of course, Israel's loss is our gain. We actually certainly enjoy having Barry. We try to get him on every week to bring us up to date with what's going on, certainly in that part of the world today. And people really must understand that basically Israel is under attack today, not only from without, but from within. Their government is totally corrupt. Mr. Netanyahu is the current Premier of Israel, happened to belong to the Council on Foreign Relations in years past. He was a furniture salesman who was picked by the establishment and Mr. Kissinger and the Rockefellers and certainly George Shultz, the elite of the world. And they made him, of course, the Prime Minister of Israel. Now you hear a lot of talk today about how certainly Washington, D.C. is controlled by the Zionists. And that really is not true. The invisible government that controls Washington, D.C. also controls Israel today. There is a Zionist faction, but it certainly is the labor Zionist, which a satanic element working within the Jewish religion that has an intense hatred of Judaism. And of course, one of my beliefs is that they are encouraging Jews to come to Israel with the idea that one day they're going to be able to kill them all and thwart God's plan for humanity. Well, I'm just wondering where Barry Shamish is. I hope he's going to be with us, certainly. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment about what's going on, give us a call. But right now, of course, it looks like Syria has been holding out for 21 months now against, of course, the terrorist organizations funded by the United States. Certain America has special forces units in both Turkey and in Jordan, who are training and arming the terrorists who are over there killing people. It's estimated they've killed about 46 innocent civilians in Syria. Probably 300,000 to 400,000 Syrians have now fled for their lives. A lot of those people were Christians who had fled to Syria after we drove out Saddam Hussein and installed a government there that, of course, is violently anti-Christian. The same thing is going on in Egypt. Of course, we overthrew the secular government of Mubarak, and now, of course, they have the regime, certainly, of Morsi. Who is Morsi, the current dictator of Egypt? Why, he was trained at USC in Southern California. Nobody wants to talk about that. I'm going to ask my producer if she could get Barry Shamus on the line. I'm not quite sure why we can't get to talk to Barry. I'm hoping that he's on the line waiting to talk to us. We'll be back in just a moment.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Hi, Barry. How are we doing?
I'm as well as can be expected.
Under the dire circumstances, I know, well, lots of terrible things are happening over in that area surrounding Israel, and certainly the political uncertainty as to what's going to happen in Syria. As bad as Assad was, at least he wasn't actively involved in using certainly weapons of mass destruction on Israel. We don't know what's going to happen if they fall into the hands of the terrorists over there. And unfortunately, I fear that many of those terrorists are actually being actively funded and supported by my own government here. But Barry, we want to get your views of what's going on in the Near East and the Middle East. You pick up the story.
Well, before I get into it, I just want to express a suspicion I have. I have no proof, all right, but people don't commit suicide because someone pulled a prank on them, all right? That's the first suicide I've ever heard of, because somebody pulled a prank on Jacinta. The prank was, of course, the queen phoning check how her daughter-in-law was doing. And it wasn't even that, you know, that powerful of prank. And then she's dead. I don't like this story one little bit, unless this woman was suicidal for some other reason. That was no reason to take your own life. But if you mock the queen, you know, that Buckingham Palace could go to extreme measures to put an end to this kind of pranksterism, including knocking off the victim, the nurse in the hospital. I just gave my suspicions. I have no proof whatsoever.
Well, I will have to say that I've had the same uneasy feeling that we weren't getting the whole story, but I'm very interested that you also had that same feeling.
Oh, it's Diana all over again. They're a dangerous little palace. That's it. I threw it out, and I can't prove it, but it's something to think about.
All right, you go right ahead.
Let's go into my new book. I have a new book, and it's available at Lulu, and it's called The Stinger, Not the Stung. And the subtitle is Israel's Not-So-Civil War, and it's out. It's been about 4 or 5 days. People are ordering it.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, here we have Barry Shamus with us. And Barry is talking about his new book, The Stinger, Not the Stung. And, of course, it's only been out 4 or 5 days. He says that people are already ordering the book. In fact, Barry has promised to get me a copy. We haven't seen it yet, but we're looking for
it. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet. Okay, fine. Well, why don't you tell our listeners about the book, why they should order your book?
Well, first of all, I'll give you an idea. It was changed. Tom Mack is the editor of the book, and he had this great idea of an epilogue. My last article was got a lot of reaction. In short, The Next War Will Be Israel's Last was my previous article, and he said that is what should be the epilogue, and I agreed with him in this case. Now, the reaction to that article my goodness, was there a reaction in Israel? Let's put it this way. I impugned Barack and Peres for the last war. And, you know, Barack, we went through this story already and on who he was. And, well, we talked about Sultan Yaqob and the ordering of a religious unit into a Syrian ambush. That's what I wrote about, and we don't have to say much about Peres except he was in charge of the diplomacy. But for impugning them, especially Barack, by the way, I got letters from Israeli. Two of them actually wanted my address so we could fight a duel to the death. They were going to teach me a lesson. And that's not a reaction you get every day. Look, that last war has made people a little nervous. But
well, I think, Barry, people should understand what the significance of the last war was. Sydney, basically, Israel needed to fight this war and win it, and they could have won it, except that the United States and Barack Obama intervened and told them they had to have a ceasefire and basically certainly give certainly the Hamas the opportunity to rearm and re-strengthen itself. When you have an enemy, you've got to destroy them.
Israel provoked Hamas into this war. It's not like they're innocent.
Okay.
What we have running the place, and that's the beauty of this book, if you call it beauty, that war, Hamas should have been taken out 7 years ago. After the first rocket flew, you don't take them out now and let them build up for 7 years. I'm not going to dive into it. I'm just going to go and tell you what the reaction was. In short, they don't understand that there was an exercise between the U.S. and Israel to test their anti-missile program, the Iron Dome. They provoked Hamas into it to, well, again, they want to see if it worked, and turned out not bad. Look, what is going on there in the leadership is beyond belief. All right, just simply not. Israelis are largely not capable of understanding this. Now, why these two people were willing to enter into personal violence against me to defend the honor of Barack and Peres, who are violent crooks. Look, what they don't understand is neither Peres nor Barack has any honor. Therefore, your delusion is without honor as well. It's a real mess. Trying to get people to understand, well, that's what this book attempts to do. Finally, it won't work, but I gave it my best.
All right, I would just comment that the Barack, of course, that Barry is talking about, it has nothing to do with Barack Obama. It has to do with Barack,
no.
Who is the was the defense minister in Israel. Go right ahead.
Look, the civil war that I'm espousing in this book is terribly coming true. The truth that the Israeli center or left, as a matter of fact, even the right can't understand that the myth that labor Zionism created around itself, beginning, I would say, really in the 50s, virtuous heroism during the war. And look, the truth is these heroes helped build a mass graveyard for the Jews of Europe. And now they formed a country, Israel, in the late 40s. And they're about to expand their European deadly work right to Israel. It's coming very, very close. Now, look, I know where these mortal delusions spring from. I was raised in a labor Zionist family. Now, I wrote this little article about the new book coming out, and I recall that my father, in the 90s, met me in Tel Aviv in this hotel, and I showed him my new article on on a, well, to him, a newfangled computer. He was past that generation, same way I'm past the iPod generation. But the article was about the transfer agreement. Now, the laborers cut a deal with the Nazis to get the German Jews to Palestine.
Now, but for, Barry, for your listeners out there who don't understand, labor Zionism is different than Zionism. Labor Zionism is a specific element of that city dates back many centuries, but it is almost an anti-Jewish Jewish organization. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, it sure would.
Okay, fine. Just so people understand, when you talk about Zionism, you're talking about labor Zionism, not Zionism, which of course is a movement of wanting to bring certainly Jews to the Holy Land. And I said many Christians are Zionists. They believe in that. But the labor Zionists are entirely different, separate, and very evil group. Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, they knocked out the right-wing and religious Zionists during the 30s, and they ran the show. And they were cutting deals with the Nazis, and terrible. I don't want to go through these transfer agreements right now. I want to do my book. But I showed my father that I wrote this article, and he was, again, a true blue labor Zionist. He put his finger to his lips, and he said to me, that's a secret. No one is supposed to know. But he knew. All right? He knew. Now, and by the way, he kept the truth from me as I was growing up. I got all the cliches, you know, Ben Gurion explaining that setting Israel, you have to believe in Israel, in miracles, and all these cliches, when they knew about the transfer agreement. I had to find out much later, but the fact is I grew up in that delusion. And these people who are threatening to come to my house and defend the honor of Barack and Paris, they're not out of that delusion. They're as deeply into it as you possibly can be. Now, I'm going to give you a couple of letters that were sent to me when the article came out. First, we're going to start with the Israeli left. I suppose he's a leftist, I'm guessing. He wrote me, Now, follow this, by the way. I know that it is easier to change sides by making your original side look bad. Yet I wish that you give up your Israeli passport and convert peacefully rather than build up a pile of lies and hate against Israelis and distribute it to justify your motivation. I have three sons, and they're all officers in the IDF, and they are also engineers who are leading the world in high tech. We will win no matter how many Jews, or may I say ex-Jews and ex-Israelis, will act against Israel just to be socially accepted by Israel's and Jews' enemies. Now, I hope you follow that, because it's so wrong. The last thing in the world I want to be is socially accepted by enemies of the Jews and Israelis. And I think if you have been following my work over the years, this last thing that I am trying to do, they can go suck eggs. I'm trying to get that country of mine to prevent it from being destroyed. And by the way, that fight went all the way back to the Oslo Agreement and the Rabin assassination and all this real evil machination my whole view of Israel was changed with Oslo, and then Rabin pretty well ended it. Now, look at the opposing view. Another letter, and this woman is from the right, I would assume. She notes, there is nothing that this Israeli blogger, op-ed writer disagrees with in your posting. And the dog in this fight is very personal, too. Having two IDF reservist sons in the middle of our death dance. May our leaders choke on their vomit and be replaced by those who can lead us to victory. There are some but not until the old guard gets thrown out in toto. Well, there are the two views from Israel.
Well, and certainly the thing is that people really don't understand that there is a group in Israel who certainly is not pro-Israel. They really want to destroy it. They hate Jews. This is one of the most amazing things. And the people don't understand the transfer agreement.
They're not pro-Judaism.
You're right.
They're pro-Israel. They're not pro-Judaism.
Right, that's right. Okay, fine. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Barry Shamish and, of course, his book, you know, the...
Stinger, not the stung.
And how can people get it?
Lulu.com. Just look up the stinger, not the stung.
The stinger, not the stung at Lulu.com. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish here at Radio Liberty.
Oh.
Barry, go right ahead.
Oh, that was soon. Look, what we're talking about. By the way, there's an election coming out in Israel, and the Jewish left are going to be wiped out, all but wiped out. Netanyahu will get 71 out of 120 seats and has all kinds of allies. The left will be very, very fortunate to get 40, if they're lucky. So what you're talking about is a major change in Israel going on. That war, look... You've got missiles on top of Tel Aviv, you're going to have an electoral change. But they don't understand that Netanyahu, they don't understand the role of all this. Now, I've got a radio show every Tuesday evening for 2 hours on First Amendment Radio. I do my little show, and, well, they tell me it's the most popular show on First Amendment Radio, so I guess I'm doing it all right. Now, last week, I had Peter Goldman on the show. Now, Peter Goldman was the director of Americans for Safe Israel. Look, Peter gave me the original Rabin information. I can reveal this now. He revealed it on my show, so I can reveal it now. Who gave me the documents? He was the first, and he introduced me... to Yigal Amir. He was the patsy, his attorney's detective. They hired someone to get facts, and he handed Peter, what we know as the Dr. Goodman report, what we know as the Gladstein police report. In short, Amir didn't shoot the weapon at Rabin. And he gave me them first. And what he told me on the show was that Americans for Safe Israel will oppose Israel on politics. They hate the politics, but never on morals. They stop dead on morals. And that's my problem, to try and get them to understand just how immoral the country is. The only way to change it is to get rid, just like the woman who wrote me, throw out the old guard. Now, Peter, that's where he and Americans for Safe Israel parted ways. They stopped dead at the moral issue, and Peter found out that, the Rabin assassination got him, put it mildly, to learn to doubt Israel morally. That's a big jump. He's made that jump. And that's what he told me. The issue of morals, the fact that Jews can do really immoral, terrible things to their own people, what can you say? The Israeli patriots just can't admit it. Don't ask me why. Peter and I both know that, and, let's go to my book, and let's look what the stinger, not the stung, has in it. Now, I made all kinds of notes, but I'm just going to do it chapter by chapter. I'm going to give you the name of the sections.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Barry Shamish. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Barry's talking about his new book, The Stinger, Not the Stung. The Stinger, Not the Stung, which is an expose of what's going on over in Israel.
Oh, the Jews are the stung. The stinger are their leaders.
Okay, fine. Go right ahead.
That's the explanation. The Jews are being stung by their leaders.
Okay.
I think that's, well, chapter one is labor Zionism perverts Israel. And it's such a true statement. Forget, what could you say about that? That's an absolutely true statement. I should have said perverts Judaism, but that's the name of the chapter. The first section is the stinger, the stung. Oh, and the next section is the mass murders of the peaceful labor party, where I not only talk about the transfer agreement, but also about the ringworm children. Again, the labor Zionists put the Sephardic children, took them out of schools and zapped them with gamma rays. You know about the subject. I know
about it, but for our listeners out there who don't know, basically this was over 100,000 Sephardic, yep, Jewish children who were actually recruited, and actually they said, oh, they have ringworm, and so they were going to zap their heads with radiation, and basically it was to experiment how much radiation it would take to destroy a mind, a brain, how much radiation it would take actually to kill a child.
And let's just say all purpose. They didn't know much about radiation in 1950.
But they were experimenting. They were experimenting on these Jewish children with the full support of certain key people in the Israeli.
Well, Shimon Peres, he was the head of the Israeli Atomic Energy Commission, and they got American nuclear secrets. And in return, Peres handed them an entire race of people to be zapped. All right.
How many of them died? Do you remember?
6,000.
6,000.
Oh, that's in the first year.
Yeah.
Over time, they suffered terrible diseases. It was, all right, now you're getting the idea of what this book is.
And anybody, Charles, who had never heard of the ringworm children, you can actually go up on the internet and just type in ringworm children, the Sephardic ringworm children. You'll get the story. 100,000 children, over 100,000 children were experimented on by the American government, and 6,000 of them died almost immediately. They were killed, ladies and gentlemen. Innocent, helpless children killed because they wanted to find out what radiation would do to a brain of a child. Go right ahead.
Well, as it happens, I became compatriot, at least. I wouldn't say friend, but he certainly was useful and helpful to me. David Belhassen, he was the director of the Ringworm Children, so I got the information right from the source. But let's carry on with my book. Let's end chapter one. The next chapter, the next section, Shimon Peres, the Vatican's president of Israel. And again, that's not a false statement. Shimon Peres was left out of Oslo by Rabin. He found out about it. He brought the Vatican in. Israel signed the Vatican Accord at the same time as the Oslo Accord. They're all one accord. That was Peres acting as the agent of the Vatican. Let's go on to chapter two. Chapter two is called Olmert and Netanyahu's Secrets. Now, look, I do the business that was... Once it got out, I should have gotten more credit, but I never do. Romney and Netanyahu were partners at the Boston Group in the late 70s, run by the Clinton health advisor, all of the CFR. And they all joined the CFR, Bibi in 1988. Romney joined, I'm not sure the year he joined, but he's there now. Just type in CFR members, and there's Romney. They both worked for Ira Magaziner, the Clinton healthcare advisor, all from the CFR. And, well, let's just say that what a god-awful president Romney would have made. He's on the same team as Netanyahu, and that's to deceive Jews every which its way.
Go right ahead.
Oh, I hear the music.
I know. I will tell you when to stop. Go ahead.
All right. The next, chapter two, the next one is the sagas of Olmert and Netanyahu, ending with Israelis think Netanyahu is on their side. And all I can say is this is the Netanyahu who met with Hillary Clinton in Israel 2 weeks ago and said, sure, I'd like to have the Muslim Brotherhood be the mediator of our peace with Hamas. Great idea.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shamish.
While a storm cloud gathers far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that...
Well, Barry, go right ahead.
Well, let's just look at the good that Netanyahu has done. Number one, the start of the war. Listen, that exercise, the war breaking out right at the end of it, and Israel attacking Gaza while the Americans were there checking out the Iron Dome. Someone somewhere has got to be suspicious of this. I mean, how can he get away? All right, but look at the agreement to end the war. All right, Hillary Clinton, of course, her husband is Sia Farb, but neither here nor there. The leader of Israel says to her, well, of course we agree to have Morsi of the Muslim Brotherhood be the negotiator of our ceasefire with Hamas. Great idea, but we only agree if the day after you leave the Middle East, he declares Sharia in all of Egypt. That's what actually happened, what I just said to you. That's what happened. Am I making this point or not?
Yes, yes, I'm getting this now, but who did he say this to? Did he say this?
Hillary Clinton.
Okay, fine.
Who else? She's the one who arranged this.
Okay.
Again, if you want to arrange a ceasefire, make it an American ceasefire. You don't bring Egypt. All right. She should have been there on behalf of the United States. Fine, she's Secretary of State. She should have arranged a ceasefire with them as the negotiator, not the Muslim Brotherhood of Egypt, who declared Sharia the day, the hours after she left. That's what just happened. You think it out for yourself, listeners. All right, we're off to chapter three. Chapter three is Rabin is ready to pounce. This scandal just never goes away. There's always something new. Haggai Amir, the brother of the Patsy, got released from prison and said that we didn't do it. All right. Section 3, Israel's insane occultic coroner. Now, this is the one. This guy has been underestimated. His name is Yehuda Hiss. Besides covering up the Rabin assassination, all kinds of horrible, horrible things, he was the one who took the heart from Alastair Sinclair of the famous Scottish Sinclair family. Well, you know who...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Barry Shamish, and basically he's talking certainly about his book, The Stinger, Not the Stung, and basically he's talking now about a very, very famous, well-known, but according to Barry, very evil, a Jewish occult pathologist who has actually supervised the autopsies on a number of people and covered up a number of deaths, including...
He stole the heart of Alastair Sinclair, returned it to Scotland without a heart.
Okay, fine. Why did he do that? Why would he steal the heart?
Who knows what ceremony, on what altar that heart went? But you don't steal a heart. It wasn't on the black market for hearts. It was used. There's some sort of evil occultic ceremony where a heart from the Sinclairs, by the way, the Sinclairs were the Knights Templars. who were driven out of France, and they resettled in Scotland in the 14th century. He stole, they got him to Israel, they arrested him, and took out his heart. All right, let's keep going on.
Something happened after they arrested him. Did he die, supposedly, of a heart attack?
Well, he died first, then they took out his heart.
All right, fine. Did he supposedly die while he was incarcerated?
Yeah. He supposedly committed suicide with shoelaces. But we're not here to go over all these cases. We're going to try and get as much of my book in as possible. Next, what Barak has on Netanyahu? That's the story of Benjamin Netanyahu's brother Yoni, the only Israeli to die at Entebbe, and Barak was on the mission. And let's just say this one is probably more suspicion than, I'm just going to say this. Barak, the next section is JFK Jr. 10 years after. JFK Jr. was about to expose the Rabin assassination for the second time. The first was a beauty. In March of 87, it was central article of George magazine. He had been meeting, what was his name, Levine of the Mossad. He had been meeting major Israelis who had enough of the Rabin cover-up. He was about to expose it. Well, who shows up in Washington but Barak? And the next day, what plane supposedly crashes over Cape Cod, but JFK Jr.'s plane, and that day the U.S. Navy finds the plane, finds the body, and cremates everybody. We do Ehud Barak. And again, my suspicions with Yoni Netanyahu and JFK Jr. and Barak are in this book. And my final section of chapter 3 is Mr. Popularity at Israel's Ghost Dance. Something incredible. The latest poll shows Shimon Peres the most trusted man in Israeli politics by the Israeli people. In shock and disgust, we discuss that, okay? Next, chapter 4, Igniting the Arab Spring. And, well, once again, we behind the fall of Mubarak is section 1, and that's Mohammed El-Baridi and George Soros and the corruption group. If you'll notice, who is trying to bring down Morsi at this very moment, leading the insurrection, it's Mohammed El-Baridi, the CFR's man in Cairo. Next, we have this I took off my website. I had just had a heart attack, and I didn't feel like fighting with this guy. He sent his lawyer, General Z. He was the one, and by the way, my sources on this one are beauts. He was the one who gathered Africans into an army to defend Gaddafi against an insurrection. It was an Israeli. Read it. Israel had its fingers in this Arab Spring, but strangely enough, in the case of General Tzvi, it was to protect Gaddafi. Go and figure out why. Next section, the Diane Kissinger plot, the 1973 war. Well, you know, Diane was the defense minister, and he pulled out all the Israeli troops from the Sinai and the Golan Heights, leaving the place just fine for the Arabs to take over. And that's what they did. And they almost lost. It cost Israel 3,000 soldiers dead, 10,000 casualties, and almost cost Israel the country. That was the Diane Kissinger plot. And then we polish off with solving 9/11. I won't even dive into that one. Let's just say where you can get this book while I have a moment right now. Can I say where?
You sure you can. Go ahead, lulu.com. Go ahead.
www.lulu.com. Now, the new, well, the editor, my webmaster, somewhere, I ordered the books, but my own books weren't in the same section. I'm not even sure why. I hope he took care of it. But I think you should do either my name, that's C-H-A-M-I-S-H, or the stinger, not the stung, and you'll get to my brand new book. Next section. I'm trying to go through the whole book right now. There's so much information in the book that for some reason people don't understand. And by the way, to this day, I don't understand why not. I really don't. All right. Chapter 5, Enemies from Within and Without. The first section is called The Next Exodus, followed by Airhead Settlers. That's a big one with me. You're talking about a government that threw the Jews out of Gaza, Gush Katif, and northern Samaria. They have been throwing Jews out of their homes. This year was not a good year for that as well. And I've got a broadcaster friend, Tamar Yona, who is so proud of her son, the officer in the IDF. And I just wrote this article. What is... This army is not defending you. You can't be proud of this. You should be deeply ashamed of this. They have to stand up and put an end to this. It's a very emotional article. Next, following, is the rape of President Kassab, how Perez got rid of Kassab so he could take over the presidency. He's sitting in prison right now on rape charges. He was set up, of course. This goes on. Next section. Oh, here's a section I'd like to talk about. Kessler Kazar's Kaput, it's called. Now, I have a friend, phones me once a week. He did a DNA test. There are these, common tests that cost a couple hundred bucks, and they tell you, by your DNA what you are. In his case, he was 72% Jew, the rest Greek, and he was very proud of that. And he gave me all kinds of facts from this very widespread DNA test. People want, if you've got the money, people want to know who they are. Now, Kessler wrote a book, The 13th Tribe, that he speculated that the Jews came from Khazaria in big numbers, and they were the Ashkenazi Jews.
All right, fine. The book is Arthur Kessler, The 13th Tribe. Go ahead. Arthur Kessler, The 13th Tribe. Go ahead.
Now, it was exploited by Jew haters, and Kessler was a Zionist, a labor Zionist, no less. He was disgusted that he could be so used over this book, but now I wrote an article where this DNA testing is putting it all to rest. But what Ken told me is Dr. Oz, a TV doctor, the Turk, he was tested. He had his DNA tested for a show. He is 100% Jewish. 100%. And he said, when he got the test on his show, he said, that's crazy, I'm a Muslim. No, Dr. Oz, you're a Sabbatean. You don't know what it is, it was hidden from you. There was a group, and there still is a group called the Dharma. Let's put it this way. You may not know it, but you are a descendant of the Dharma.
I think it's important for people to understand what Arthur Kessler was talking about. He claimed that there's a whole flock of people who said they're Jews, but they really came from Khazaristan, and they're Khazar, they're not Jewish, they're Khazars. Well, basically, what this new DNA is showing is that Arthur Kessler was totally wrong. These people are inherently Jewish. Go ahead.
not an ounce of Kazarian anything. That's what this article is. Oh, by the way, what Ken told me is that Hitler had a brother, and people wanted to test Hitler's DNA. It was in America, by the way, that this happened. They tested Hitler's DNA. Now, you got these anti-Semites with this crap about him being a Rothschild and he was really a Jew. Hitler has no Jew in him whatsoever. He was mostly German with a lot of Roman, Italian in his background. So this article, if I had known that, by the way, it would have been included in this article. But Kessler Kazar's kaput in this book does a pretty good job. Then we go on. Oh, I wrote one called Next Chapter is Me Anti-Semite, which is just absurd. But I have to answer it. And the last section is Israel Becomes Palestine. And I'm not saying that because I want it to happen. I'm saying it because that's what's in the air.
Well, of course, we're just going to have to wait and see, Barry. But, of course, as a Christian, I don't think God is going to allow Israel to be destroyed, at least not at this time. But go right ahead.
He allowed the Jews to be destroyed in Europe. I don't trust them. All right.
Well, you better be careful because, of course, you don't want to come out against God, you know. He's a pretty powerful guy. You don't want to get on the wrong side of him.
I agree with that.
Okay, go ahead.
I want a good logical explanation why all but 100,000 Jews were wiped out in Europe.
Because, of course, this was the only way they were going to be able to get them back to the Holy Land. And you see, but it was the labor Zionists who did this, these wicked and evil people and their transfer agreement and working with Hitler. And that's all true. But I believe God can use evil people for his purposes as well. We're just going to have to wait and see, but you go right ahead.
Oh, let's go through the book. Listen, that's a point of view. I won't discount it, but I really have a major problem with the Holocaust.
Well, we all have a major problem with the Holocaust, but we know it occurred. We know certainly who was behind it. We know that there was this labor Zionist. We're working closely with Adolf Hitler, and the transfer agreement, of course, was basically to allow Jews to be transferred to Israel, but not to be able to go elsewhere. And both the United States and Great Britain both prevented Jewish people from leaving Germany and going to England and the United States. We would not allow Jews in. Our leaders and the English leaders were working hand in glove with the labor Zionists and these Nazis so that the Jews would have no place to go. The Nazis were willing to let them go, and we wouldn't allow them in here because
that
they were going to be sent back to be killed. Go ahead.
That sums that section up pretty well. Well, whatever it is, it's called Enemies from Within and Without, Chapter 5, and I dive into this, and much of my point of view comes out of the Holocaust. I lost a big chunk of my family there, big chunk. But let's go on to Chapter 6, and that is Foreign Affairs. Section 1, oh, by the way, you'll like Section 1. It's called the USS Liberty. And I think I did a pretty good job on this one as well. Johnson and Diane, Johnson wanted to attack Egypt, and he liked sunk boats. It was a really good excuse, a precedent, worked in the Spanish Civil War, worked in the Gulf of Tonkin. He liked sunk boats. It gave him an excuse to send his army into a country. And he told Diane, who again, he was the chief of staff of the IDF in 67, he said, sink that boat. I believe the quote was, I want it at the bottom of the ocean.
Now, basically, this is President Johnson. President Johnson and the people who surrounded him wanted an excuse to go to war with Egypt. How are they going to get the American people to go along with it? They had, of course, to come up with the myth that the Egyptians had sunk the USS Liberty. It was to be the Israelis who were going to do it, but nobody was going to know. We were going to come to believe that the wicked Egyptians had sunk our ship, and we would have an excuse then to go to war with Egypt, just like we used the Gulf of Tonkin incident as a justification for Vietnam, and we used, of course, Pearl Harbor as a justification for World War II. But basically, of course, I believe God intervened, and that ship did not go down. It certainly should have with the attack.
Well, the Israelis intervened. But I interviewed one pilot who said we would have sunk that ship in half an hour, except we weren't aiming at it. We were dumping bombs in the middle of the ocean. We saw the American flag, and we disobeyed orders.
They disobeyed orders? Well, God bless them.
Yeah, that's the only... Look, 37 people were killed, but it should have been a major scandal. It really should have been. But again, the people from the Liberty wrote me, and I got their points of view, and they're wrong. For some reason... I guess it's an American thing. It's very similar to the Israeli thing. They can't believe their leaders would kill Americans. All right? They can't believe it.
I know. I understand that, because it took me a couple of years to believe. Finally come to the realization what happened on September 11th was all a fraud. They killed the Americans there. And it wasn't until I realized that Building 7 was a controlled demolition that I had to accept the truth. So I don't certainly criticize people who refuse to believe our government would do something as evil as try to sink the Liberty and kill all the American soldiers on board, our sailors on board, but that's exactly what they did at the Twin Towers. They killed them. This was not a terrorist attack. Building number 7 was a controlled demolition. Watch it come down. See how the center of the roof collapses first and the base of the building goes. That's a controlled demolition. And Building 7 was a controlled demolition. It was all a controlled demolition. And they killed all those Americans. And I didn't want to believe it. I didn't want to for a long time. Barry, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
All right. By the way, that is my chapter on 9/11, what you just said. You're going to like this book. I'm telling you. It's really up your, well, from your comments tonight, you're really of this mentality. As soon as Lulu sends me, I'll put in the mail to you. Well, look, I'm just going to rush through the last two. The business with Pollard, the American spy, my chapter, Foreign Affairs, Pollard is a bigamist. his first wife, that's Nancy Henderson, he was the co-spy. She just said, I never got divorced from him. We don't have a divorce. And Pollard supposedly married Esther, his new wife. The whole thing is also a flam. It's the whole thing. There's something deeply wrong with the treatment of Pollard. But one thing is, he's a bigamist. Now, I can't do the rest of the book. I do the Sea of Galilee is dead, killed for peace, along with the Jordan River. It's dead, too. Israel gave, what was it, 23 million cubic meters of water to Jordan for the peace treaty. We do that. We do the Barcelona Accord. That's the the Mediterranean Union. That's in the last chapter. In short, there's never been a book that puts it all together, and believe it or not, it is a logical pattern. It's not a wacko conspiracy book. This is what's happening, but for some reason, it's a real tough battle to convince people of it. I've never understood why, but here I go again. The Stinger, Not the Stung, Lulu Books, right in my last name, Chamish, Chamish, and it's cheap right now. It won't cost you much, $20 about. There.
Well, Barry, I hope the book does very well, and I hope that it will help to introduce people to all of these various aspects of our modern history. It's so difficult for people, as you say, to believe that their government could certainly be doing the wrong thing. There are a lot of Jews over there in Israel who believe in their government without actually understanding. You have a visible government, you have an invisible government, just like we do.
But what this book is. The Stung are the victims, and the Stingers are the invisible government.
Okay, God bless. Well, thank you so very much. We'll look forward, hopefully, to talk to you again next week.
I hope so as well.
God bless. Okay, fine, because that's Barry Shamish. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program at Radio Liberty. Well, Dr. Stan, we do hope, of course, you appreciate and enjoyed Barry Shamish. He is certainly an investigative reporter. His new bigger book, The Stinger, Not the Stung, you can get at Lulu. And certainly, if you'd like to get some of my interviews with Barry, they are available. Many of them are archived on our website, or certainly you want to get them in CDs, or they are available from Radio Liberty. Now, this is the time I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, get our four best tapes or CDs of the month in our monthly newsletter, or certainly you can donate to our programs, or you can certainly get our various the books or videos or DVDs or four CD sets. Go to our website, radioliberty.com, and you can see all the various items we have available. And all of this goes to finance the radio stations where we're heard all across America, whether it be shortwave, radio, FM, something on the internet, you get us. And so you can get us on a satellite if you have a KU satellite. But it's an expensive proposition. So our number, 1-800-544-8927. I want to mention that we have the new DVD, Ambassador Henry Cooper. And the title is The Threat of an EMP Attack. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, it's a very real threat. Congress voted to appropriate the money because they realized, of course, that this could wipe out 90% of our population in 6 to 12 months if it occurred. And there's a very real threat, I will tell you, that the Iranians, we have from a number of sources, are planning on launching an EMP attack if America attacks Iran. And I believe America is going to attack Iran. This is not imaginary. And you'll actually hear Ambassador Cooper talking about the elimination of 90% of the American population within 6 to 12 months. The Threat of an EMP Attack, you can get the DVD by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, you want to get my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, because it will take you into what the secret plan is that is going on today, aimed at destruction of America. Not imaginary, but very real, and can readily be documented by many of the books that we carry. Well, this is the time I also want to mention. It's time for a reprinting of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And we're close to 100,000 copies, somewhere between 50 and 100,000 copies out across America. But we're going to have to reprint it, and if you'd like to help us. Why, of course, the book ordinarily sells for $12.95. If you get 64 of them, you get them for less than $3 each. And, of course, you're going to $150 plus shipping. We will not bill you until we're ready to go. You can give the books away. You can sell them for $12.95 or whatever you want to sell them for. But this is a book that will change people's view of what's going on. And it's vitally important we get the books out, keep it in print. So if you'd like to help, our number 1-800-544-8927, and you'll get a case of Brotherhood of Darkness, 64 copies for $150. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And if you know others who might be interested, why, tell them as well. But get the books out. Time is very short. I will tell you, as I said in an earlier program, certainly that people I know in intelligence have been told to get out of the country because terrible things are happening. Other people who I know who have contacts at the highest levels of government back in Washington, D.C.
10th of December, 2012. It is Monday. You're in the right place. Thank you so much for joining us today. Caring about your world, wanting to do the next right and honorable thing, and then tell the world about it. Seriously, it's about educating those that don't know, that are still in the dark. And lots of people out there remain in the dark. I want to encourage you to let people know about our shortwave frequencies. You can listen to the Power Hour, 7 to 10 a.m. Central Time, on 13.845 and 7.490. There are two frequencies that you can listen to the Power Hour. Write it down. If you someday cannot get one, try the other. And again, that's 13.845 and 7.490. If you don't have a shortwave radio, think about getting one. Those are incredible gifts. They might save somebody's life or at least keep them in the know when there's nothing else that might work. So please have a backup shortwave radio. Also,